Good morning and welcome to Maryland Today. My name is Jeff St. Pierre. In one way or another, everyone has been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Many people have lost their jobs and a lot of places have had to close their doors. One place that's had to close down is the Harford County Public Library, but they aren't letting that stop them from providing materials for the community. Joining me today is Mary Hassler, the CEO of the Harford County Public Library. It's good to talk to you, Mary.
It's always great to be here and chatting with you.
How are you holding up so far? Let's start there.
Well, I'm personally holding up very well, thank you. And I think our community's doing well too. It's a tough, difficult time right now. I don't think anybody ever expected this to happen or that we would be in this situation. But, you know, we're practicing safe social distancing and, you know, moving ahead.
Yeah, we're going about business the best that we can, right?
We are. I have to say, I love all the meetings online. That is very appealing to me personally. It's like you get in, you get out, you get things decided, and then you move on.
You know, I was actually thinking, I'm going to, you know, go sidetracked here for a second, but I was thinking about that because I can't tell you how many meetings we have in the office that I feel like I have to sit there in person for 30 or 45 minutes, and it has nothing to do with me, but I still have to be there. And then I just lost 30 minutes of my day, right? Now I can be on these conference calls, and as long as my video camera is not on, I can do whatever I want during those 30 minutes. And it's great.
I love it. And and the few times we use the online thing, I have a glamour shot. So if I'm doing something I don't want anybody to see me doing, I just post the glamour shot and it's all good to go.
I love it. You're so prepared. Well, Mary, let's talk about the Harford County Public Library for a second. You know, I think the initial picture that people get in their minds about a library is something very physical. You know, you walk in the building, you look through the different books, you take it home with you. So how are you adapting during this pandemic? Because your locations are closed.
Our locations are closed. And I have to say that was probably the saddest decision I ever had to make in my professional career. The last thing you ever want to do as a library director is to close a library branch, even if you know it's temporary.
Yeah.
So we did close on March 16th. We did it very early. I was very proactive with it because we wanted to make sure that we were supporting the whole social distancing, not only protecting our employees, but also protecting our community. And if anybody uses public libraries and comes into our buildings, you know, it's a very, it can be a very intimate type of experience encounter where we interact with our customers. People look over shoulders to see what we're doing on the computer. We hand books to you, you hand them back to us. So it's a very close contact type of relationship that we have. So we are closed. We're closed indefinitely, like most of the libraries in Maryland are. And I hope we will be opening sometime. And we are preparing for that reopening too. So what we've done is we have really gone 100% into the virtual world. We've always had our virtual library that we would refer to as being open 24/7. So now it's really open 24/7 and it's growing by leaps and bounds. I have to say a lot of our vendors that we work with have been amazing and have really helped our communities to have access to information that normally you can only do when you're in the library. So we're super excited about that.
When you say vendors, what do you mean by that?
We have vendors where we purchase our books, print materials from, and then also our vendors like our database vendors or our online digital books, our ebooks, our e-movies, our e-films, e-magazines, and things like that. So that's what I refer to as vendors.
So I know you've had an online presence for quite some time. That's something that you guys adapted to pretty early on. So do you feel an obligation to stay online and be a lot more active that way for the community?
We do. We have really expanded our presence online. We've always done, we've been very involved with ebooks and e-products for more than a decade. So it's always been part of our mission because our philosophy is we don't care what the format is. We want to get the information to you. So as the world evolves from papyrus a million years ago to, I don't know, downloadable ebooks, we've always been on top of that to present that to our customers. So what we've done is the most difficult, challenging piece with that is some of our customers were not always our e-product users. So helping them make that transition over to seeing what we have online and using those products that really work for them. So we have a lot of children's information uploaded that's brand new. We have a piece of our website called Fun Kid Activities from our community partners because we're all about supporting our community, even if our doors are closed temporarily.
So you just talked about some kids things there, but what else can people expect when they go to Harford's Digital Library website?
Well, if you are sitting home and being paid to sit on the sofa, you can also learn a new language if you'd like through our foreign language offerings. You can take a course online that's free. You can develop your professional skills. You can learn about, most important thing, you can complete your census forms. That's really big right now. Don't forget the census. We need that information because that funding comes directly back to Harford County and beyond. So make sure you complete your census this year. So there's a lot of activities that you can do online. And then we're also looking on presenting virtual presenters online too.
That's so cool. And I want to dive into that in just a second here. But first of all, let's go ahead and give the website to make sure people know what that is, just in case they're unfamiliar with it.
That's true. It's www.hcplonline.org, or just put in your search engine Harford County Public Library and you'll probably get to it too.
So what are you hearing from your customers so far? You got any good things to share so far?
Oh my gosh, the stories have been amazing. It's really been interesting how our customers are keeping in touch with their local library branch staff through Facebook, through Instagram, through all the social networking out there. We have 24/7 Wi-Fi access outside our buildings in the parking lot. We've had that forever since we've had Wi-Fi. So our customers, we have really been promoting that. So you can still practice that safe social distancing, but you can still have access to Wi-Fi free. And in Harford County, we do have some spots that there is no internet activity or availability. So it's been really critical for children for schoolwork and things like that. So we're hearing the stories about people coming, parking in their cars, bringing their lounge chair so that they can access it more conveniently if the day's nice like it has been. So it's been really interesting to see how people are still accessing and using the library services. And what we do is we're monitoring that through email and through chat and things like that, and continue to develop those services and help folks.
You're so proactive on all those things. I never even would have thought about the Wi-Fi and the availability of internet there in the parking lot. You know, that's such a cool story to hear because it's not something you would think of normally, I guess.
Well, it isn't, and it's always been there. It's just the way it expands out. So we've had some of our IT members early on who are essential employees would go in, and we would hear feedback like, the signal's not too strong in this part of the parking lot. So we'd go inside and kind of move that little Wi-Fi hub thing that helps make a stronger signal. So it's been working pretty well.
That's so great. Well, Mary, you did mention a second ago, you started to talk about different events and speakers. So that's something that Harford County Public Library has always been really great at, bringing good authors and different speakers in to talk to the community. Are you holding any virtual events in this time?
We are planning on holding some virtual events. We've had to cancel or postpone our big events that were coming up. So hopefully they will be on scheduled at a later date. So we're keeping in contact with our presenters, but we are planning some virtual things. We don't have anything scheduled right at the moment, but we are planning them.
So if everything is digital right now, unfortunately, that probably means that there's less need for fully staffed locations. So what are you doing to keep your employees engaged and keep them involved?
Well, we have a wonderful library board of trustees, and they have been very engaged and committed to making sure our employees are taken care of. So our employees, almost 100% of them are working remotely from home now. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of things that we're working on that are like what I refer to as the backstage of things that we work on.
Sure.
That we are prioritizing. One of the things we're working on now is planning for the future. We're being very proactive with that. So we do know when we reopen, it's going to be a different world, not just for the library, but for all of us. None of us really know what that world is going to look like. So we are already into the planning stages for that. So for example, this is brand new, hot off the presses. Our traditional summer reading program, which was very intense with on-site events and activities, we are going all virtual this summer. We're also expanding it to all ages, which means adults can finally participate in our summer reading challenge. We're looking to send it a different spin where there will be activities launched every week for children and families to participate in. And also we will have alternate formats because we know not everybody has access to online at home. So we will have formats available for those folks too. But we are leaning toward not encouraging large group or even medium-sized group gatherings inside our libraries for quite some time.
It's interesting, and I appreciate the fact fact that you're already thinking about things like that, because it is such a big question mark, right? I mean, we don't know, even when things start to open back up, we don't know what the vibe is going to be from people. So we don't really know how people are going to react yet. So it's great that you are being proactive and you're thinking, okay, there's going to be people that don't want to go out and be in big groups. Let's go ahead and start planning for this now.
Yes. And we've also have in place for our physical materials and items when they've been returned. And most of the, we've encouraged our customers to keep them out a very long time. No fines or fees are going on right now or anything like that. So we do have a mechanism for cleaning them when they do come in, when we do reopen, and then implementing probably more stringent type of sanitizing of materials for quite some time too. So we're looking at all that, how we're going to interact with our customers and how to continue providing those services, plus anything new that we're providing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were talking about employees a minute ago here. And one thing that I did want to ask you, because, you know, you're a library, but you're also a business. I mean, you've got a full staff of people that you have to work with. There's a lot of businesses that are trying to figure out what to do right now in this climate. So do you have any advice for other business leaders?
I do. What we're working on is keeping all our employees engaged, and we're doing it on a regular basis. And we're using various formats. We use email, we use online Zoom, other products, and we're also doing by phone calls, because not all our employees are engaged on the internet. They just don't have access to it at home. Mm-hmm. So part of our processes while everyone's home is we're really emphasizing continuing development or professional development for all our team members. So we are pushing out a lot of opportunities for our staff to stay engaged, whether it's professional development, learning a new foreign language, or something that will help them back when we do return to work. But it's all about, the key to it is keeping everyone informed and engaged. I personally, as a CEO, send out at least two or three emails weekly and update our phone. We actually have a phone number that you can call in and hear my voice with whatever I think is pertinent, new news, update. I started with a conversation of how is everybody doing? And I really mean it. Let me know if you need something. Mm-hmm. Then we go on to, these are the latest updates from the governor, from whatever else is going on, from the county executive. And then we go in, this is what Harford County Public Library, what we're working on as a group this week. We're working on revising summer reading. We're working on revising how we clean our branches. We're working on blah, blah, blah. And then we go into the final paragraph as I talk about on a little bit more personal level, how's everyone doing emotionally?
Yeah.
Do you need anything for your families? Have you called somebody who's maybe slightly older in your community to check on them? That type of thing. Because as a library, we have a lot of contacts out there. So if somebody is struggling, I encourage them, let me know. Most likely in Harford County, I can find somebody who can help you, or I can help you, or we can help you get through whatever the obstacle is. And that's what people are looking for. They're looking for that connectiveness. Mm-hmm. They're looking to stay engaged, and they're looking for information that's reliable. So, example, on our website, we developed 4 weeks ago what I refer to as a curated website about the virus. So, and it is updated constantly with all the new information, but I've been very select. I've handpicked the information that goes on that page because there is a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of confusing information. So that's part of our role too, is to keep the community informed. But that includes our staff too.
Well, the Harford County community and the public library system, they all are very lucky to have you in place there, because you are going above and beyond to make sure people know what's going on and that your employees are connected and everybody's still staying as connected as possible in this time where we're not allowed to be around each other. That's for sure.
Oh, that's true. And I'm a hugger. This is really tough for me. I am a definite hugger. I'm like, you know, doing T-Rex hugs these days.
I've heard that from so many people recently about how the hugging thing is really what's bringing them down of all of it.
It is.
Well, Mary, what's that website again? So if people listening right now want to go check it out.
Sure. It's www.hcplonline.org.
Now, I know if you wanted to come into a Harford County Public Library location to take books out, you have to be a resident of Harford County, correct?
Oh, no, that is not true.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
That's an excellent question, Jeff, because actually, while we are closed, we have a digital library card. We've had it for years, and you can access it anywhere in the world to have full access to our digital products that are online.
That's awesome.
But normally, if you want to come into the branch, we have a library card. Anybody can apply for a library card. It is free to anyone in the state of Maryland. If you live outside of the state of Maryland, I believe it's a small fee for the year, $30.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that, but I'm glad the internet thing is open to everybody, which I think is great. I mean, especially because we're talking about this and not everybody listening lives in Harford County. So I want to make sure people knew that they could still take advantage of it online at hcplonline.org. Mary, before we wrap things up here, is there anything else that you want to throw out there for people?
I just want to wish everyone be safe. Use your head when you're going out in public, when you have to go out. Do the right thing. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. And we will get through this together.
Well, Mary Hassler, the CEO of the Harford County Public Library, thank you so much for calling in and stay safe out there, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.